Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You're kind of our roving reporter today, right?
That's right. So we are doing something really cool as a staff. I just have to say, like, I love working in all three of these counties, Anderson, Franklin, and Osage. There are so many neat industry opportunities and really great communities that we work with. And so every quarter as a staff, we've been trying to get out in the different communities and explore and see what's out there. And today we're down in Anderson County and we're touring the ethanol plant down here. And it's a really neat facility and a really unique opportunity for the farmers in the area to be able to have this and to take advantage of this ethanol plant down here. It's really a phenomenal facility. For those that don't know what ethanol is, it's grain alcohol. And so, you know, they're able to take corn and break it down and put it back into our gas, and it's better for our environment. But what I find so neat about this facility is everything that comes in here, after you break down that grain, there's waste from that grain, from the ethanol, but everything that comes in here goes out to a byproduct of some sort. And so it's just extremely recyclable and resourceful and sustainable. So I think that's just so neat. And if you ever get a chance to come down here and tour it, you should. And then this afternoon, we're going to tour the Elk Farm down here in Anderson County. I've never toured an Elk Farm, and I'm looking forward to that, too. Also, I just wanted to share with everybody that the extension staff was doing that. It's a really unique industry that's here in our district. But then I also just wanted to share with everybody, it's the most wonderful time of the year for 4-H'ers. October starts our new year for 2023, and enrollment opens up October 1st, this weekend, and we're excited to get everybody re-enrolled. For those that don't know what 4-H is about, we are a project-based learning opportunity. Most of you probably know us from the fair, but there are so many opportunities for youth to take advantage of. I always tell people I'm in the business of raising kids into successful adults, and we provide project-based learning where we think we learn best by doing. And if you want to get involved, you need to reach out to the extension office. We get involved in local clubs. So we are within all of your local communities. And then, you know, once you get involved in the club, from there, you can choose projects. We have over 30 different projects. We're ranging from arts and crafts, nutrition, STEM, anything in STEM we have opportunities for. And then we also hit the animal projects with rabbit and poultry, the cows, sheep, goats, pigs. We cover a very wide range of opportunities. We also really toot our horn about the citizenship and leadership opportunities that we provide in 4-H. That's something I feel like there are some other organizations that kind of hit on that, but it's one thing 4-H does really well for their youth. And so many opportunities that you can get involved in. And if it's something that you yourself want to get your child involved in, please reach out to the extension office. I always think the best way to tell you on the radio how to do that is we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but also just go to your Google search bar and pull up Frontier Extension District, and it will pull up our website, and you'll be able to get information from there. We encourage you to get involved, reach out if you have questions, but we're excited to kick off the new year.
And that new year is not just for youth. You're also looking for adult volunteers, right?
That's right. Thanks, Audrey, for bringing that up. Yes, we are a volunteer-based organization. So the reason we're able to reach around 600 kids in our district is all because of our volunteers. So yes, if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, again, there's a wide range of opportunities there that we can look at. Yes, we are always looking for positive, optimistic volunteers.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to an update on what kind of signups you get this year and what kind of projects everybody's jumping into. In the meantime, I think it sounds like you might have to catch up with your tour.
Yes.
Don't pet the elk.
I'll try.
All righty. Well, thanks for joining us and have yourself a good day.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.